Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to our listeners in the Central Time Zone and Eastern Time Zone, and good morning to our listeners on the West Coast. My name is Paul Segretto, and I'm the host of today's show, Franchise Essentials, Franchising and Social Media. We're excited here at Franchise Essentials as this is our premier broadcast. And we will be airing live every week at this same time, Thursdays, at 1 p.m. Central Time. As it is a new show, I'll give you a little bit of an introduction to the show and what you can expect from our future episodes. Of course, we'll be talking about franchising. We'll be monitoring different social networking sites for industry professionals throughout the week. And be able to share some of the comments and discussions that we see going on online. As well, we'll also be monitoring and looking at some of the franchise blogs for different articles and points of interest. Much of our show in the future will be centered on our blog at Franchise Essentials, which can always be accessed at fmdpro.com. That's Franchise Marketing Development Pro.com. As the title says, we talk about social media. We'll be sharing some tips, information, and resources on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, blogs, and, of course, other social media techniques and technology that's out there and is coming down the road on the horizon. We'll also talk about integrating social media with franchising and specifically traditional franchise marketing and development strategies. We'll also be looking at different examples, recent examples of franchise companies and non-franchise companies and how they're using social media to some success. We'll be taking questions and answers via email to my email address at segretto.paul@gmail.com. Segretto's S-E-G-R-E-T-O. paul@gmail.com. Future shows, we intend on having some special guests that are predominantly resources to the franchise industry, including some innovative marketers, as well as some additional social media experts. So without further ado, I'll move into today's agenda. First, what I'd like to do is recognize some of the franchise blogs that are out there. Most of you in the franchise industry are familiar with Joe Labava, the franchise king out of Northern Ohio. If Joe's on the line today, welcome. Talked with Joe yesterday and had some interesting conversations regarding franchise sales and development, and I wanted to stress, especially at a time when we have a lot of people returning back to the United States from Iraq and Afghanistan, that Joel offers free advice to all veterans looking at franchising. So I highly encourage you to get with Joel, visit his blog site, and go ahead and learn a little bit more about franchising. Another interesting blog that I'm quite enamored with is Dr. John Hayes' blog, Franchise Mastermind. He provides some valuable insight into building a more satisfying and profitable franchise business, and I highly recommend franchisees and franchisors alike to look at Dr. John Hayes' blog site. A new one to the blogging community and the franchise community is Mike Sobel's site, The Franchise Lab. He focuses on smarter franchising through improved relationships, open communications, and effective communications. All three of those blogs can be accessed through the Franchise Essentials blog site on the right side column under Franchise Information and Resources. As we commonly do on Franchise Essentials, we invite different guest bloggers from the franchise community and the small business community to share some of their thoughts and insight and focus on various articles, whether they be through training, operations support, sales, and business development. Most recently, we invited Diane Helbig, Diane is a certified business coach and president of Seize the Day Coaching. And she submitted the article, Accountability Begins with Respect, and you can also find that on our blog site. A little while ago, we had another article from one of our regular guest authors, Ginny Dietrich, who's the CEO and founder of Armin Dietrich Public Relations and Communications out of Chicago. There's also an interview on our site about talking public relations, franchising, and social media that you might find of some interest. You know, I refer to a lot of our Franchise Essentials blog as a blog site. Recently, Ginny Dietrich and the team at Armin Dietrich published an article about the death of the corporate website. And I've been getting a lot of questions about it from my clients, and I'm sure Ginny and other consultants in the industry have been getting it as well. And Mashable, a leading social media resource, stated that social media is making corporate websites irrelevant. And I find that very interesting because a week before Ginny's article was posted, after a lot of conversation with her about this, I actually pulled down my website. Of course, it was a methodical process, but it timed with the article. And I simultaneously secured the short URL, which I presented to you earlier, fmdpro.com. And of course, you know, I directed my blog to the new URL, and I did the same for my original website, which used to be franchiseessentials.com. And as the blog and the website had much of the same information, I was hoping for an interactive nature. The blog would be more popular, increase the number of clicks to various pages on the site, and of course, increase frequency of the readers returning to the site. Well, in a short period of time, I'm proud to report that our blog activity has increased well over 400%, and instead of only one or two current articles receiving the majority of the click-throughs that come through the site, I'm finding that 9 or 10 articles are now receiving attention, which means my visitors to the site, the readers of the site, are spending more time on the site than ever before, and I'm ultimately receiving more clicks inquiring about our services and special program pages and requests for more information. So I'm happy to say that we were successful in transitioning from a website to a blog site, and I'm looking forward to continued success in that field so we can go ahead and share it with our clients as we move forward. Today, I'd like to focus on the necessary steps towards social media success within a franchise organization. There's several different steps as we work our way through here. The biggest one is having a general understanding of social media and social media metrics. It's important because it does not start with just jumping into social networking. I mean, that might work on the personal side, but it's certainly not something that should be done in the business sense. From a business sense, it's important to establish some goals and objectives and need to understand how to quantify and measure the activity and the results. So as your program and campaign is proceeding along, you can determine if it's working and, more importantly, how you might change direction in your program as opposed to possibly just throwing up in your hands and saying, you know, I don't know if this really works. And that's always good advice. Don't just throw the baby out with the bathwater. Revise the plan accordingly. There's various benefits to social media and franchising together. One is that it creates, what we have found, it creates brand awareness with franchise candidates and consumers alike. The second part of it is we find that it generates qualified franchise leads and subsequent franchise sales. We did a series on this not too long ago on our blog about social media and resulting in franchise sales, and I highly recommend that you look at it. It's a lengthy series, a four-part series, and it'll dive down into some specific details on creating a virtual meeting room and moving a franchise interested party in a franchise to becoming a franchise candidate and hopefully qualifying them for a franchise award down the road. And the third benefit is establishing an interactive environment of communications and information sharing at all levels of a franchise organization. Last week, we rolled out a national social media marketing program for a QSR franchise concept here in the United States, and we had all the franchisees online participating in the interactive webinar. And afterwards, the CEO of the company came to me and expressed his delight as well as amazement at how enthusiastic the franchise base was at receiving this information and willingness to participate in it, even though a lot of them had been doing some social networking activity on their own. Since that time, we've been inundated with phone calls and requests and sharing of information from the franchise base that we hadn't seen in this organization in quite some time. So it really was enlightening, it really was exhilarating, and certainly exciting. And this third benefit of establishing this interactive environment of communications and information throughout the organization is just icing on the cake, because a lot of organizations are looking at implementing a social media plan for the benefit of generating franchise sales candidates and, of course, hopefully generating foot traffic into their franchise locations. As we look at this, we need to have an understanding, and to some this is going to be very fundamental, but to others it's not, so I'll take the time to go through it. And it has to do with the fundamentals of basic social media marketing. It's establishing a presence and identity on various social networking sites so we can develop and distribute media press releases, develop informative blogs, ensure text, audio, and video placement on Web 2.0 sites. And while we're doing this, and this is where a lot of the industry, the internet marketing industry is starting to change, is this activity is really working towards improving your SEO, your search engine optimization. When we look at the basics of this, we're looking to, you know, evaluate the franchise concept, the level of social media marketing that might be necessary, and this all has to go into your strategy. This has to go into your goals and objectives to know where you're going and how to know when you reached it, how to know when you've achieved your goals and objectives in this program. The second part is some of the more advanced social media marketing techniques, the integration of audio, the integration of video, and even photos into the various activities. Some of you would look at a recent social media marketing program that we put out there at Sonoma Coffee Cafe on Facebook. You'll see how we've integrated a lot of different activities from the franchisees, from the franchisors. We're working with franchise candidates as a result of the efforts there. We have integrated cute little stories that we have found online. We have had press releases. We've even found some old songs by Frank Sinatra from 1946 about coffee, and it's been quite exciting, and we're starting to get a lot of comments. These typical social media marketing campaigns need to be integrated together. They need to be a cross-platform, multi-tiered approach so that the people that we are attempting to target as you're attempting to target them. We want them, they should be able to see your message coming to them from several different directions. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, it's kind of a lot like TV advertising late at night from a company here in the Houston market. You'll see a lot from Gallery Furniture, although he does have a tremendous budget. But there are some companies that want to get on TV and compete, and they don't know how to do it. They can't do it cost effectively, so they have to target in order to be effective. And a lot of times, as you're flipping through the channels on the late night news, you'll be on one network and you'll see a commercial for a specific type of company. And you'll click immediately to the next network, and there's that same advertisement, and click to the next one and so on. And that company is on four or five different TV stations at the same time. And the reason is because they want that message to be out there. They know that you're going to click through the commercials. They want the perception that they're everywhere, that they're a great company, they must be spending a lot of money on advertising, and what have you. And that's exactly what happens in the social media marketing forum. You have the same targets being hit by Twitter, being hit by Facebook, some instances MySpace, online press releases. They might see some video on YouTube. They might see some photos on Flickr. And it all points them back to your congregation site, to your meeting room, which in a lot of cases might be a Facebook site, or it might be a blog site if it's an interactive website/blog site. So with that in mind, you know, you also need to be looking at how am I going to go ahead and manage this? It's not as simple as asking, you know, a secretary to just go ahead and get on there and say, well, you know how to use Facebook, and I've seen you on Twitter, that Twitter thing, so go ahead and do something for the company. It needs to be a well-thought-out strategy. We also need to be looking at the metrics of it. You know, how are you going to go ahead and measure what you're doing? How are you going to go ahead and know when you actually got there? And a lot of social media marketing is so new that it's kind of hard to measure results right now. So we kind of lump this into some very general categories that at least you can be monitoring it and managing it accordingly. The first one is volume. And it comes down to, you know, sheer number of comments, you know, blogs, posts, tweets, links about your brand. Also looking at your competition and the industry segment. Look at the amount of volume. Look at the increases in a complementing company that does some business with you. And if you see the activity start to grow together, then you know that you're making progress. The second thing is the sentiment. Is it positive? Is it negative or indifferent reaction to your brand, which can be measured, of course, by text analytics and different types of natural language processing. But, you know, more importantly, look at the tone. Is it negative? Is it positive? And are they sharing ideas? Are they looking for you to put out more information that might not be covered by your blog or might not be covered at your locations? The third part of it is emotion. The reasons that the consumer or the responder to your blog or a press release felt good. If they, you know, did they feel good? Did they feel bad? How can you resolve the problem? How could you address it? How can the business change and improve? This is a very important part of social media metrics. And next, of course, is the topic and the issue. The context. Are you getting a lot of response from competitors? Are they from potential companies that want to do business with you from an advertising standpoint? Are they customer service related? Are people asking specifics about your products and services? The next thing is source. You know, where is it coming from? where is the conversation being initiated? Is it working its way, you know, through Twitter? All these different blog sites, WordPress and Blogger, give you some analytical feedback where you can see if an article on LinkedIn, for instance, is directing somebody to your blog site and responding accordingly. This is very important because there is no one size fits all when it comes to social media marketing. There isn't a general template to follow, a general program to follow. So a lot of times it's kind of akin to multi-level marketing, and if some of you are aware of MLM, you'll know that the success of MLM has to do with being able to run deep within an organization, to run deep within a leg of an organization. And the same thing is true here. If you're getting a lot of activity from your Twitter comments, then instead of looking at other ways, I would focus more on concentrating on Twitter and gathering more followers in that direction over to your blog site or wherever you're directing them. And the same thing is true, you know, from your blog or from a LinkedIn discussion board, but the best way is to cross-platform them and use them as a multi-tiered platform together so that you're seeing them coming to you from different directions. And, of course, you know, another part of understanding social media metrics has to do with the author, the influencer, the people that are talking about your brand, the number of followers that you have, the number of followers that he or she has. One of the biggest forms of flattery, but it also is quite effective, is when other bloggers are mentioning your brand name and getting it out there. I mean, today's bloggers are yesterday's newspapers. As we all know, newspapers are going by the wayside. They're falling one by one. Newspapers like the Rocky Mountain News, I think I have that correct, have been around since the turn of the century and went out of business. And a lot of it has to do with this information that's constantly being shared online. It's we're seeing stuff online that a lot of people are trying to read in the paper a day later, and it's old news by that point. It's not new news. It's and then there's no interactivity in the newspapers as we get it on the blog, so we get more accurate information. We get sharing of information. It might be somebody giving their point of view because they're right there at your location or something to do with the article itself. And of course, the rest of it comes down to, you know, how viral can we make our efforts. The reach of the brand and the relevant topics around the brand, you know, how many people are reading it, posting it, linking it, sharing it, is tremendous. We all know what occurred with us with Domino's not too long ago when several of their ignorant employees were playing around with the food and somebody took a video and it ran rampant online. It's amazing how many hits Domino's Pizza and that YouTube video got. And fortunately, Domino's was quick to react. They attacked it online. They addressed it, and today it's almost like it didn't happen. So that's something that you need to keep in mind as you are moving forward in your social media marketing efforts into the areas of concern, such as negative publicity. It's real important that you act promptly, that you're managing your social networking sites on a regular basis. Doesn't mean it needs to be on the air 24 hours. You don't need to be online in front of your computer 24 hours a day. Use some of the newer tools like TweetDeck, and I'll be talking a little bit about TweetNow and TweetLater. And these tools are out there, and they're able to provide you with up-to-the-date information as it comes through, so you don't have to be glued to the screen. But it is important, if you're putting messages out there on Twitter and on Facebook and other social media tools and platforms, that you are monitoring it and you're responding, and you're responding quickly. You don't need to have a customer put in a negative complaint and not be responded to for, 24 hours. That's no different than them going to a website, filling out a very impersonal form, sending it in, and hope somebody answers when they're good and ready. That brings us to looking at a strategy. Do not start out in social media marketing without a strategy. Know where you want to go. Know what you want to achieve. A lot of what we do at Franchise Essentials has to do with our eIdea program, which are five steps to social media success. Some of you might have read it recently on our blog, but it's really important to follow some type of direction, some type of outline in order to get you where you need to go. And eIdea basically is an acronym for exploring, identifying, developing, executing, and analyzing. And, of course, you can find that at the blog. But in touching on this, the strategy, you have to look at the different aspects of social media, including social networking, and that's going to create excitement and brand awareness for you in your industry. A lot of times we don't hear about MySpace as much anymore because it's a younger crowd. But if your franchisees are trying to attract a younger audience into their locations, then MySpace needs to be an integral component in your strategy. For most, if you're in a business-to-business type of scenario, obviously MySpace is not going to apply. So you need to look at the different aspects of social media and identify the things that work best. Now, that's easier said than done. A lot of people said to me, hell, I'm new to social media. How am I supposed to know what different aspects of it I should be looking at? Well, we all know about Facebook. We all know about Twitter. And the best thing to do is just follow some of the people that are following you. Look at their profiles. Where are they members? Join their groups. Follow their friends. And you'll come up with common denominators as to what's going to work best for your business. The second part is just what I'm talking about here, is identifying the primary and the secondary targets. Are these the people that are going to need to be targeted to purchase or visit your franchise locations? Are they going to be people that are going to be interested in your franchise concept? It's real important as you're going through this process of developing a strategy to be able to identify and convey the ideal franchise candidate profile that you're looking for. If you're in the supplemental educational industry, it's probably safe to say that teachers, educators would be an ideal franchise candidate. Well, without just trying to roll the dice, look at your existing franchisees, your current franchisees, and look at the background that they come from. And I'm sure you'll be able to determine a common denominator. Well, as you do that, you're going to want to go ahead and look at the target group. Go where they are. Go where they are on LinkedIn. Join some of the discussion groups. Ease into the conversations no different than you would if you were at a in-person networking event, we don't walk into an in-person networking event like a Chamber of Commerce meeting and have a sign over our head that says, hey, I'm selling, trinkets and trash. We walk in there very precariously, very cautiously. Of course, we look for people that might be familiar to us. And we kind of ease into conversations. Oh, of course, there's, propaganda and marketing material all around the perimeter room. But, it's no differently than Facebook. Let's compare it to Facebook. Facebook, within certain applications on Facebook pages, there are places where you can promote your products, where you can promote your services, where you can share information. That's no different than them picking up information along the perimeter room on the little long tables that are out there that have everybody's business card and all their wares on it. But the meat of the discussions, the heart of the discussions, is in the middle of the room. And on Facebook, of course, that would be on the wall. And it's for all to see and share information and comment and post information and ask questions. And before you know it, you just create this interactive information sharing community that becomes very exciting and very exhilarating. And in essence, it comes down to, you know, it's no different. Let me back up a second. You know, just recently on Armin Dietrich's blog, they came out with an article yesterday about Facebook. I think it was yesterday, about Facebook. And Molly Magaska was the author of the article. And she said in there, consider Facebook the yellow page of today. The yellow pages today, and I really thought long and hard about that because, you know, if you're building a very strong Facebook account and if you're building a very strong blog site where you have a lot of information on the side, you know, basically you've become a small search engine. You've presenting an opportunity for people to go to your site. You're getting them excited about what's on your site, and then they're using your site to go ahead and tap into other resources that you're promoting. And that could be through, you know, fellow visitors to the site, all through the social networking aspect of it, but more importantly, through the links that you're providing. You're sharing them with information. And I think in my own case, with the blog site, while we have so many people on there now for longer periods of time, we're finding they're clicking a lot on the links on the side of our page and then coming back to us. So I can see if you have a very interactive site that people will want to come to your site first thing in the morning, right after lunch, right before they go to leave the office or right before they go to bed. If we can go ahead and draw those people to your site 3 or 4 times a day, we're really accomplishing a lot. And just think of, you know, you look along the lines of Starbucks. You realize Starbucks has over 3 million fans on their Facebook site. 3 million fans. Just think if Starbucks were to start franchising within the United States tomorrow, they could immediately tap into 3 million people to possibly generate some interest. The same is true in any franchise organization, maybe not of the magnitude of Starbucks because they have so many locations, but just think about that low-lying fruit, that low-hanging fruit that's the customers at your franchise locations. And again, that also leads into, you know, integrating these efforts with the traditional efforts. You know, as you do this, you want to make sure that in the franchise locations, they're promoting the social media activity as well, whether it be on a coupon that says, follow me on Twitter @, or join our Facebook fan club @, or join us on LinkedIn @. And it's providing that information to let the consumer start down the road of saying, okay, I have this coupon, I'm going to look here, and they start learning more about your company. That's the best way to generate franchise candidate interest in your organization, is from the low-hanging fruit. Excuse me. The next part of where we're looking at in the EID, the 5 steps to social media access, is a little bit different. It's a little bit tricky in that it's developing the actual strategy and the plan of action. It has to be customized to the specific targets in accordance with your franchise development goals and objectives. Like I said, there is no one-size-fits-all. I've literally spent, you know, 10, 15 hours working on one social media marketing strategy and thinking that I'm working with another company that's very similar, and by the time we look at the goals and objectives, it turns out to be a totally different strategy. Yeah, albeit with a couple of similar points of view, but definitely distinctly different. And that's what makes it unique. That's what makes it so different. It makes you stand out. And of course, you know, you get to the next step, which of course is executing the plan. You know, put the plan in motion. And it, again, it doesn't mean just going out there and doing a little bit of tweeting and doing a little bit of posting on Facebook. It means getting out there. It means keeping it fresh. That includes new content, new updates, managing the process, and finding the people. And tap into some of the tools that are available. I know there are new products out there. One that I'm very familiar with is Office VP. If some of you know Greg George, Greg George is really working close with Office VP, and Greg George is the one that was the founder of Franchise Video Makers. And what's really unique about Office VP is the ability to track behind the scenes how many times people are looking at videos or anything like that. And you know as well as I do, if you have a testimonial on your Facebook from or through a VidMail program, and you send candidates these videos of a franchisee's testimonial, and they've clicked on it 2, 3, 5, 8, 10 times in a 24-hour period, I think it's safe to say that this individual is interested in your franchise concept. And it just gives you a little bit of information that really can help move the process along very methodically, but being able to take advantage of those hot spots in the process to move them along and keep their interest peaked at all times. The next step in the eIdea process comes down to analyzing and quantifying the results. Again, you know, just like we talked about a little while ago in the metrics of social media, it has to do with, you know, is it working? Do you continue straight ahead, or do you repeat the process from the beginning? What are the actual results ultimately in franchise sales and of course, system revenue? Doesn't mean that it's going to sell the franchise for you. It doesn't mean that it's going to manage the process, but use it as another tool in the process, and it'll help you be effective in all that you're doing from a franchise development standpoint. You know, there's a lot of people ask me about, you know, well, are there courses I could take? And a lot of universities now are starting to venture down this road as an extension to marketing programs. But, you know, I came across two great books that I use quite often. One is called The New Rules of Marketing and PR. It's by David Meerman Scott. And it's how to use news releases, blogs, podcasting, viral marketing, and online media to reach buyers directly. It's really a very good book. It's an easy read, but you'll find, like I have, pages in it all bent over because I'm constantly referring to it time and time again. Another one, if you're trying to do some of this yourself without using a social media firm or a marketing firm or a PR firm, is How to Say It, Marketing with New Media. It's by Lena Claxton and Allison Wu. It's a guide to promoting your small business using websites, e-zines, blogs, and podcasts. I mean, the more information you could put at your fingertips, the better you're going to be, the more rewarding the experience is going to be, and the happier you're going to be. And you're going to find you're communicating as never before. You know, going back to Molly's article yesterday, a blog article on their site, which, of course, you can always access through my blog site. Their site is the Fight Against Destructive Spin, FADS, F-A-D-S. And, of course, they like to refer to it as Spin Sucks, which is really quite interesting. But she gives some do's and don'ts about Facebook that she's learned from her own practical experience. So I highly recommend you you read that and tap into all the tools that you possibly could find. One of the tools that was put across my desk in the last couple of days is Tweet Later. It's an excellent web-based, Twitter-focused productivity tool. It allows you to do six different things, which really helps in the Twitter process. The first is it allows you to schedule tweets in advance. That's really important because it allows you to take the institutional type of message that you want to put out there on a regular basis, changing it. You could do a lot of that planning on a daily basis. You could actually do it on a weekly basis. That doesn't mean that should be the extent of your Twitter activity. There needs to be a personal side of it. You know, on Armin Dietrich's blog, they talked a couple of weeks ago about CEOs and should they be social networking. And there's various opinions on this, whether it be a public company, whether it be a private company. But with franchise companies, if they're especially the founder and it's a small privately held company, I think customers and franchise candidates and franchisees want to hear your views, and it's important that they are from a personal standpoint. Do not get somebody to write those personal views for you. Get the word out there. The second thing that's so neat about this Tweet Later productivity tool is it allows you to track keywords on Twitter, whether they be, like I mentioned the other day about we're working on Sonoma Coffee Cafe, and we were able to track the word coffee on these keywords through this tool, and we've been able to expand our base significantly by following people and asking people to follow us that are interested in coffee, and then simultaneously we're working on people that are interested in QSR opportunities and small business opportunities, and that's where it just starts going down the road of generating franchise candidate interest. Also, as you all know, if you're using Twitter, the big thing is about, you know, people following you, and this tool allows you to send automated welcome messages. It's always good to be polite and say thank you. So you can set up messages automatically that if you start following somebody, or they start following you, I should say, that they will automatically receive a message, and you can personalize it however you feel you you want to. The next one is it creates a personal status feed. This is real important. It's very self-explanatory. And it's a part of this that I really like. Another one is the a snapshot of the 20 newest Twitter replies. We talked before about not having to sit in front of your computer at all times, and this really helps a great deal. You look at this and you say, God, it's so overwhelming. How do I go ahead and do this? What happens if I need multiple accounts? Well, Tweet Later even allows you to the support for multiple Twitter accounts, which a lot of people are really looking at and thinking that, you know, this is really a tool that can work, and I could have one from me as the CEO. I can monitor the company one, and if some of my staff, like I know Fast Signs up in Carrollton, I'm always seeing a lot of their people on social networking sites, and it just gives the opportunity to the person in charge to monitor what's going on, you know, not so much of being big brother, but maybe more importantly just to make sure that the message about the company is going out there, because we do have some areas of concern through social media and through social networking, which, of course, are earnings claims. We want to make sure that inadvertently there aren't earnings claims being made, so it gives you a way of tracking it. Also, another thing that I found, which was real interesting, is trademark and brand name infringement. By doing online brand audits as part of your social media marketing activities, you get to find out, you know, who's out there using your name, who's, you know, copying, who might be putting some negative publicity out there, or maybe just not saying things the way you want them to be said. And I highly recommend this. I know we do that at Franchise Essentials for some companies. A lot of CEOs like to do it themselves. And it's not that hard to do, but it's more than just doing a Google search and looking at a couple of key things. To do it effectively, you really need to be quite comprehensive in your effort. I've got a question here from Joel Rosenberg, and Joel asks, are traditional franchise marketing tools such as franchise directories and portals still effective? And I would have to say yes. The directories and the portals really do help you in creating search engine optimization and keeping your name out there. But as I was just talking about infringement of your trademark and your brand name, I have come across some instances where your brand name and trademark is in a portal that you might not be familiar with, and it might not be somebody you contracted with. I also found in some instances, and this again, of course, is just one-isms here and there, where a relationship with a directory and a portal had been terminated some time back, and the brand name was still being used in there, and when you actually click through it, it never got to any information about your site, and it actually generated emails from the portal about other similar sites. So, you know, be careful. A lot of times stuff like this falls through the cracks, but just want to make sure you have some uniformity and consistency out there, and people are using your trademark and your brand the way they need to be. As far as, you know, are they still effective? I think there's various opinions. I think there are a lot of tire kickers that are out on the internet in general. And I think a lot of social media marketing activity gets beyond a lot of the tire kickers because the process is much more focused than just clicking on a brand name and saying, I want information. It's very easy to do that. There's a lot of interactivity in social media, and it allows the process to weed out the tire kickers or to proceed because the interactivity requires effort. It takes them through a process. It works them along. There's the asking questions, there's answering questions, there's sharing information, there's tracking it to a franchisee, to another franchise candidate, where on a directory they just click on it and it goes right to a information page and they submit their information and they're immediately getting this wealth of information, but maybe too much information at first, and they don't have to do anything with it, and they put it aside and go on to the next one. So I would have to say with the individuals, the companies that I'm working with on the social media side, that the tools are definitely more effective than the directories and the portals. But they all serve a purpose, and the directories and the portals do help in the search engine optimization, and it keeps your name out there. In talking about franchising and social media, you know, we also get down to local marketing challenges. You know, what can a franchisee do within the market? And a lot of people don't realize that Twitter and Facebook have smaller networks, have targeted geographic networks that can be accessed and be able to approach the potential candidates and potential customers in the area on a local level as well as on a national level. It works easier down to the local level than to put up barriers and not make the message go out on a national level. It's something that is being done quite effectively by a lot of QSR restaurants. It's being done effectively to draw people in. It's great when it's integrated with mobile marketing and internet couponing and text messaging. And it really works, and it works effectively. You know, talking also about, you know, controlling the brand and trademark within social media, you know, a lot of times franchisees have gotten there first. They may already have a Facebook site set up. We went through this with a chain not too long ago. And what we've done is we've just integrated all together. We've linked their sites to the corporate site and vice versa. And drew people in that way. You're going to find a lot of times, though, that they will already have your ideal corporate brand name on their Facebook site or as their Twitter ID. And I guess the best thing that I could recommend is convince rather than demand. And I think if you have a well-thought-out program and you're able to go ahead and talk and share information and get them on board with what you're doing, I've seen no issue so far where the franchisee has actually released that brand name to us, that Facebook name or a Twitter ID to us, as opposed to us going the legal route and fighting about it, and nobody's happy with any of that. You know, the other thing that we're finding from a social media marketing activity standpoint, excuse me, is validating of the franchise concept. You know, as the franchisees are more involved in this process of social networking and social media, they're more tuned to what's going on in the organization. And it's real important because, as you know, you're going to have franchise candidates going to call them and say, you know, hey, would you buy a franchise again with this company? And as they're now part of it and they feel like they're part of it, we're finding in the instances where this is occurring is that they're validating it more than ever before because they feel like they're part of the process. You know, hardly ever the franchisees in general felt like they were part of the franchise development process. They always felt that they were on the sides and, I have to go ahead and say something good if somebody calls me. But, you know, maybe there wasn't quite the feel or the passion that there should be. And we're finding now, as there is a lot of this interactivity, and it's fun. I mean, there's a lot of fun behind it, and it's getting franchisees to be more focused on it and certainly helps in the validation process. You know, they're not going to be in it forever. They know that someday they're going to want to sell their locations, and what better way to generate interested parties for their business than through some of the social media activity as well. Coming up soon, in conjunction with Franchise Essentials, Franchise Business Review, and Armin Dietrich PR, we'll be introducing the Frantelligence webinar series. It'll be a social media success webinar. Can Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Flickr, and YouTube really help drive your franchise business forward? Well, we feel absolutely, you bet. And a number of leading franchise brands are already leveraging social media to gain that strategic advantage in the marketplace. We'll be talking about using social media to help drive franchise recruitment, customer loyalty, and franchisee relations. So join us in this highly interactive online webinar workshop where we'll explore the pros and cons of social media, what it can do for your franchise business, and how to start developing a company-wide social media strategy. And, of course, before your staff, franchisees, and customers start without you. We're doing a free introductory workshop on Wednesday, July 29th from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And we'll define what social media is in more detail and address how to begin using it to build the franchise business. And then starting in August, we'll be launching several webinar series to take a deeper dive into social media for communicators and determine how it can help on the business development side as well. More information will be coming soon. I'm sure you'll see it on each of our websites, and we'll be happy to share that information as it becomes available. We're closing in on the end of the hour. I'd like to thank all the listeners that participated in this premiere edition of Franchise Essentials, Franchising and Social Media, and invite you to join in next Thursday as we discuss franchising and social media in more detail. And as I said earlier, the intent is to constantly build upon what we've talked about the week before so that we can have franchise success at all levels in an organization. My name is Paul Segretto, Franchise Essentials founder, and you can access our blog site at fmdpro.com. That's franchisemarketingdevelopmentpro.com, shortened for your benefit and convenience. Thank you again, and I wish you all a great day and a great week, and hope you're on track to achieving your goals and objectives for 2009 and beyond. Without further hesitation, I'll go ahead and end this program, and thank you all again for attending. Bye.